Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It was a manageable deficit for defending champ Doak Henry Jr. after the first 18, down only two. But to match the hot summer Sunday, Nick Burris blew open things, winning five of the first nine holes on the Ridge to annex a 7-6 win over Henry. Nick's first men's title, the city qualifying medal winner, became only the second player in 33 years to win a junior and a men's title. The HT's Jim Gordello tells me that Jackson Cowden was the only other player to pull off that feat. Gary Udaly now is a four-time seniors champ. Gary had a hard-earned one-up win over 2C Jim Alexander, the division's qualifying champ. Gary's won three of the last five now championships. Glad to see Ron Shiflett back on top, but Ronnie, a 5-4 winner Sunday over Robin Harper, Ron's first super seniors crown to go with two seniors titles, last of which was 10 years ago. Jacob Payne averted tree trouble with a winning chip, as it turned out, on the first playoff hole to beat Nick Belush in the Battle of South Panthers for the junior championship. Our thought for the day to kick off your week: commit yourself to constant self-improvement. Have a good Monday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the high school's voluntary workouts move into phase two for some. South and Edgewood will stay with phase one as we enter a brand new week. The second phase allows for fewer restrictions than the first phase, which started back on July the 6th. All activities remain voluntary, and athletes will be allowed a maximum of 15 hours of activity practice and conditioning workouts per week on school grounds. One difference from the first phase to the second is that physical contact on a limited basis is allowed, and for football, helmets and shoulder pads will be allowed. But no helmets and shoulder pads for the South Panthers. They're going to stay on their same schedule, and ditto for Edgewood, Brian Rosenberg's crew. No sense, he told me, to rush things. Bloomington North will go today and Wednesday. Those will be evening practices, helmets and shoulder pads, and then basically back to the regular schedule that they had in phase one. August 3rd is the official start date for high school football practice, along with boys and girls soccer, boys tennis, volleyball, unified flag football as well. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.